True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to get to on a Wednesday as we turn the page, maybe literally and figuratively here, with week two in the NFL. Eagles Chiefs at 11 o'clock today. Elliott Shore Parks will join us later in the show. Brace yourselves. We're unveiling our weekly quarterback power rankings. This is going to be fun. Top 10 quarterbacks right now in the National Football League. We'll get to you people. We have a great prize to give away. And, of course, we start with a little congratulations. Kyle Schwarber, 50 home runs, and the Phil's magic number is down to 9. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I got a couch. I won. I got a couch.
You won. You got a couch.
Yes.
Yeah. You've been in this place for better part of a year?
Almost.
And you just got
just
a couch.
Just got a couch.
It's a nice couch. I saw a picture.
Baby steps. You
haven't sat on it yet, though?
No, I haven't. My daughter was there. It came this morning, and she was up to get it for me, and I was like, yay, we have a couch.
Been sitting on like a beach chair in there? Or?
No, you know what? We had a blow-up mattress down there, but nobody ever sat downstairs. We just kind of went to our own room.
Wow, it's a whole new world now.
Yeah, it's different.
You got a couch. All right, big day for Hugh Douglas.
Again. This guy's
too
to
much. All right, 215-592-9494 to join us. All right, Hugh, I've been thinking about something for a while, and really it's more about what the Eagles told us, and I pushed back on it for a while, but now I've come around.
You're embracing it.
I'm embracing it.
Wait a minute. What are you embracing?
Well, I want to embrace what the Eagles are trying to do, but I really want to do it for us as a fan base. So you know what the thing has been since the start of training camp, right? Last year's over. Last year, you know, basically didn't happen. We're moving on. It's about this year. But I think, and then that's their prerogative and their team, and they got to be, you know, they're football players, and they got to focus on the task at hand. For us, though, it's been a little bit harder. As you could tell with every conversation we had. Like yesterday, we were just talking about the passing game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the feedback we were getting was, well, you know, I mean, last year when they did this and that and they evolved and they won the Super Bowl.
They won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they won the Super Bowl. So that's what a lot of it comes back to, is no matter what you're seeing now, it's not that big of a deal because they won the Super Bowl. Or it's not that big of a deal because last year they evolved and they went on to win the Super Bowl. So what I think it's time for us to do as a fan base, Hugh Douglas, is to move on. What it's time to do is to stop bringing up the Super Bowl as it pertains to this team. And what I mean by that is this. We just got to focus on what we see right now, this year, this team. I mean, someone that's sitting about 3-4 feet to my right always tells me each year is its own thing.
It's its own thing.
Well, all right, so this year is its own thing. So I think what we have to do, come together collectively on this, is to stop bringing up the Super Bowl and the fact that the Eagles won it last year when we talk about this team. So let's play it out. Let's go with the positive first. They go out to Kansas City and they win a game on Sunday. It's about that. It's about how they played on Sunday. Not, see, look, they did beat the Chiefs last year. They beat them again. Blah, blah, blah. No, it's about just this game. And then let's say the opposite happens, which, we'll have Elliott on coming up at 11. He thinks this is an acceptable loss. Let's say they go to Kansas City on Sunday and they lose and the offense looks really bad. We can't say, well, last year it looked bad early. They evolved. No, 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 no. Last year is over. It is time to move on as it pertains to this team. Hugh Douglas, I am proposing that it is time to stop talking about the fact the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year. Are you with me?
Okay, before I answer this question.
This is a long talk.
I have questions. Mm. Okay, are you asking me as a fan or as a sports analyst, as a co-host to this show? Which one are you asking?
I'm asking all of the fans out there, but I'm asking you, and you have an important seat right there, because your voice carries a lot of weight. You have to lead the people the right direction.
No.
As an analyst, or whatever you call yourself.
I feel like you're filibustering right now.
No, I'm not.
See, okay. I have another question.
Oh, I'm asking all of the 64 versions of Hugh Douglas to move on.
With the question.
Yeah. I have another question.
Okay.
How long have the Dallas Cowboys fans been talking about the Dallas Cowboys wins in the Super Bowl?
And what are they? Losers?
No.
You want to be like them? No, losers!
But I'm trying to figure this out, because what I'm trying to get to is they still talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you trying to diminish what we've accomplished and took us so long to accomplish?
So I don't want to diminish the memory.
Kind of feels
No, I don't want to diminish the memory. The memory is the memory. We were at the parade. The memory is the memory. It was an incredible run. The title
game.
It was
a recent memory.
It was a very recent memory. But it has not. I was told. I mean, I don't. Maybe you guys forget. I was told by Nick Sirianni and Jordan Mailata and Landon Dickerson and all those guys. Last year's over. It didn't happen. So I think we need to take that approach. So when really, I'm doing this for our mental health. When we mm-hmm. talk about the team, we don't constantly go back to, yeah, but they won the Super Bowl. Like when we talk about Jalen Hurts, right? And how he plays. Maybe great, maybe mediocre. We'll see how the season goes on. We can't say, yeah, but he's Super Bowl MVP. No, that's in the past. It's now time to focus on the present.
See, the unfortunate thing.
He can't do it.
No, because listen. The unfortunate thing about the conversation that we're trying to have is this. There was a pundit that kind of, you know, put this in two different perspectives. And I don't, like, I'm not trying to do that here. But what I'm saying is this, that the fans are allowed to enjoy this for as long as they want to. And if they want to invoke the Super Bowl, they can as much as they want to. Because that's their God-given right. They've spent all that money for these tickets, and they followed this team all these years. They've had family members that didn't get a chance to enjoy these Super Bowls, that they're finally, you know, getting a chance to do that. And they have family members that passed that they talk about that. So I don't have a problem invoking that in any conversation that you want to have. Live your truth.
No, see, this is the problem here.
What are you talking about?
No, you can invoke it. You can feel it. You can watch. You can rewatch the. It's probably on your DVR. Rewatch the game a million times. It's an awesome memory. They beat the crap out of the Chiefs. It was so much fun to watch. The game was over in the second quarter. It was dominance, but it doesn't have anything to do with this week or next week or the week after that. We're in a new season now. And I'll specifically go to the quarterback, because it always goes to the quarterback.
It always does.
Right? So if Jalen Hurts plays really well, let's give him his flowers. Let's say, man, Jalen Hurts is playing once again like a top, you know, 5-ish, 10-ish quarterback. Let's talk about it. But if he struggles or the offense struggles, what I can't do is, Joe, he was Super Bowl MVP. What are you talking about? I don't care anymore. We're in a new season now. That's what I'm trying to get at. We're in a new season. Mm-hmm. The team. Again, I'm just taking my cues from the team, right? Mm-hmm. I'm taking my cues from one of the best organizations in sports. And they're telling me the last year is over. So I'm with them. I am walking with the Eagles now. Last year is over. Obviously, you're going rogue here, Hugh, and you don't want to participate. That's fine. I mean, I get it.
I do want to participate, but I think that a lot of this is rooted in what we think Jalen Hurts is. Jalen Hurts is a unicorn. Jalen Hurts is an anomaly, especially when you talk about the quarterbacks that he's compared to his contemporaries. And I think in order to quantify what Jalen is, you have to put that part into it.
I'm serious, man. It's 10:06.
No, but listen to what I'm saying, because we had a coworker yesterday that was clearly triggered when we were having this conversation. And I was trying to tell him. And he accused me of Ryan Clark and him. I wasn't Ryan Clark.
Wow.
I would never do that.
Hugh Clark.
I would never do that.
Ryan Douglas over here. Because
you know how I feel. I feel like everybody's allowed to attack this conversation from their own angle.
Because I do think Ryan Clarking it is funny. It's a funny way to frame
it. No, it is. It's called Ryan Clark. He did it. And he did it on national TV.
Yeah, not a good look.
I rock with Ryan, but that everybody's allowed to have their own opinion, and everybody's allowed to look at this differently. Wait a minute.
Hugh's right on this.
I'm tired of different.
I've had it up to here with you.
Only mine is right.
It's going to be a day. It's going to be a day.
But no, because I think for a lot of people, that's a part of it. Now, the conversation started out when I triggered this individual. Like, who is the better quarterback physically? And I gave the answer. I gave the answer that he felt was the right one. But those unquantifiable intangibles mean something. And I told a great story a couple weeks ago about Optimus Prime and how, you know, he was the leader of the Autobots and he wasn't actually a warrior, but he was the leader that was needed for the Autobots. Mm-hmm. And the Matrix of Leadership chose him. It's the same thing. So Jalen Hurts is Optimus Prime.
Yeah. So this is your way of saying if he struggles Sunday, he still won the Super Bowl.
Well,
that's fine.
Not my way of saying it. I'm saying this. Jalen Hurts has become comfortable doing what is necessary to win the football game. Now, if that means he has to throw you back in, he can do that. If he has to hand the ball to the to the running back, he can do that.
If he has to scramble, he can scramble.
He can do like
he's a very versatile and good player. He's a good player.
I think that where it gets muddied for us is we look at these performances, and I'm looking at it from the week before. And you're talking about Joe Flacco threw for like 300 yards. And you're talking about other quarterbacks that threw for 250 and all this other stuff. And you look at that and you're like, oh, okay. Well, they're better quarterbacks. They did what was needed. But Jalen has a unique skill set where he can change the complexity of the game at any given time. And those guys can't do that because we've seen it. Like, okay, Josh Allen, for example. Josh Allen can throw the ball all around the schoolyard. And at times he can run people over and do the things that needs to be done, but in crunch time, has not been able to get over that hump.
Well, he hasn't won yet. Yeah. I think he's played great in those games, but he hasn't won yet.
And Lamar Jackson, the same thing. And when you look at the short period of time that Jalen has been in the NFL, it might not look like the success that we're used to, but it's success nonetheless.
All right, there it is. A filibuster from Hugh Douglas as he refuses to accept that we are moving forward. We are moving forward.
I thought I did a great job of putting that together.
It's over.
I think I did a great job of talking about that.
You know what year it is?
And articulating my position.
2025. You are stuck in the past.
Not once did I stutter.
Not yet. Stuck in the past.
We got plenty of time,
buddy. We got time. We got 4 hours.
215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Is it time? I'm going to put it simply, but is it time for us to stop bringing up the Super Bowl as
it
pertains?
It's warm in here, ain't it?
We could turn the air down.
Damn, it's warm.
Well, you're nervous. That's
no,
exactly
I'm not.
The guy,
you know what, though? I feel like I'm interrogating these hot-ass lights.
Yeah, well, it's making me look shiny. So, all right, is it time for us to stop bringing up the Super Bowl win as it pertains to this Eagles team? Yes. Plus, we did this 8 years ago. The 2018 Eagles were a mess. But about half the season was like, well, come on, Joe. There's defending champions.
Defending champions, Joe.
But they weren't. That team, that particular 2018 team off of 2017, it wasn't the same. And it took us a while to realize.
Now, we wrote a book.
I don't know if this team's going to be the same. They might be better. Let's give it time. What I'm saying is we need to get on board with the Eagles, say, and move on. 215-592-9494. For Kyle, where do you come down on this? Is it time for us to stop bringing up last year's Eagles when it comes to this team?
Yeah, I don't know why this would be controversial at all.
This
will benefit you, I think, in the long run as a fan to not like we don't do this even week to week. We don't ever go, well, they won last week, so whatever they do this week, like, it's fine. They just won last week. Why are we doing season to season? It's a new team.
So that's what fans do.
But here's the thing, though, and we let ourselves get set up for emotional letdowns, right? Like, think about it even on a smaller scale with the Phillies last season when they had a great first half. And then all of a sudden it was the second half of the season. They didn't look as good. And we're like, well, look, they were so good in the first half. And then we saw what happened in the postseason, and like, it was staring us right in the face. Like, it's a completely new set of teams all across the board. It's a completely new Eagles team. I know they have a lot of returning faces and they're young and like everyone looks like they're still up and coming and stuff, but like nothing that they did last season in any week, let alone the Super Bowl, is going to help them in the next 60 minutes of football that they play. Like, I just think it would benefit everybody to just sort of let it go. Like, we're going to cherish the memory of them winning the Super Bowl forever. And in the offseason, you know, every other offseason after this, we'll be able to celebrate and look back at that 2024 Eagles team and how great they were. It was awesome. But I'm not going into next week or any other week this season being like, well, you know, they still won the Super Bowl. It's fine. Like you said, Hugh, that's what Cowboys fans do. We don't want to be Cowboys fans. Do you want to be a Cowboys fan,
we
Douglas?
We don't, but I'm
especially after last week, Cowboy Douglas is back.
But my point was, Colin, don't try to use my words against me.
That's exactly what we do every day.
My point was that they talk about their Super Bowl championships from like 20-some years ago, and they still talk about them.
It's embarrassing.
And we are in the throes of two recent ones, so why not talk about it?
Because we're focused on the now.
We can still do that.
It's a crutch.
That's exactly what it is. It's a crutch. And, like, we love as fans to take our cues from the Eagles all the time.
They're telling us.
Well, like, you know, I never look at any game as an acceptable loss. Like, that's what the players and coaches always say. So, like, why wouldn't we do this now? The Eagles are telling us it's time to move on. That's what's helping them go into every week. And, like, we should do the same thing.
Yeah, as we head towards the Chiefs game on Sunday, it's time to move on. Agree, disagree, are you willing to move on, move past last season? It's time for us as fans to move on. All right, come over to the side. We'll get to all your phone calls. We're going to tell you how we're going to give away tickets to the Mike Tyson event, the return of the Mike, the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on January 23rd. Today, we're going to do it in a fun way. And I have crafted a new pledge. We did this for Philly season. We know Hugh Douglas was crossing his fingers when he took the pledge. He didn't mean it. We have a pledge for this Eagles season. Are you willing to take it? I'm gonna recite the pledge. I know Kyle's with me. Hugh's a lost cause. 215-592. There's no way. 215-592-9494. It's the midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
You guys have emphasized you're moving on from last year. The last banner night in 2018, it's famous that the fans booed the Eagles at halftime because they weren't happy with the way things were going, albeit it was banner night. How do you feel about the fact that even though it is banner night for you guys, the fans will still have the standard of performing and winning at a high level?
Yeah, I didn't know it was banner night. We won't be out for that.
Yeah, Sirianni didn't even know it was banner night a couple weeks ago, which I'm not sure I believe that at all, but whatever. They're moving on.
Tell me lies. Yeah, tell me sweet little lies.
That was a pretty big lie. That's all right. You know why? Because they're committed to it. And now it's time for us to commit to it. It's time to move on. Look, the Super Bowl was amazing, and last year's team, the best in franchise history. They dominated the last 4 months of the season all the way to a Super Bowl. It has nothing to do with this Sunday against the Chiefs. It has nothing to do with the rest of the season. We got to move on. And I think as it pertains to this football team, we got to stop bringing up the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. Do you agree? Let's also hear from Jordan Mailata talking about an analogy that Sirianni brought up that I think, unfortunately, Hugh has to hear this one because it didn't get through the first time we played it.
But there's actually quite a visual representation of a car steering wheel. What we can see ahead, and then in the rearview mirror, it was the Super Bowl.
That was a visual representation. Like a PowerPoint?
Oh, yeah. Not like a PowerPoint, just a picture. Presented by somebody.
Okay.
While Nick was talking.
While somebody was talking.
You know it's in trouble now.
Okay, it was while Nick was talking. Oh, gotta stand on the ground now. Stand on the hill. I'll die on this hill. Yeah, it was just something that, you know, visually you could see and kind of relate and understand. So if that's how guys can get it, or you can talk it. Some guys can live it. And some guys need to see it. So.
All right, Hugh, after hearing Mailata explain it again, I think maybe you need to look and not, you know, the rearview mirror thing. Did it stand out to you a second time you heard it?
Mm-mm. Because that's his take as an active player on an active NFL roster, and that's fine. But as a fan of a team for many, many years before Jordan Mailata got here, I'm entitled and allowed to feel the way that I want to feel. If I want to celebrate the fact that they won the Super Bowl and they don't, that's fine.
But it's not about celebrating. It's bringing it up as it pertains to this team. Like, look, again, we could use any player, Jalen, AJ. If they have ups and downs this year, we can't just fall back on, well, they won the Super Bowl. It doesn't make any sense. Last year is last year.
Does it not look silly? Like, if you're the Cowboys and say you get dominated by the Eagles one game and you're like, well, we have five Super Bowls.
It looks ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense.
You don't want to be like the Cowboys.
I know. I actually think you lost us this morning, Hugh, when you brought up the Cowboys.
Yeah, honestly.
No, I mean, I'm saying, but that Cowboy fans bring that up all the time.
And they're embarrassing.
I mean, I didn't say they weren't, but they still bring it up.
Well, the absolute they won the Super Bowl. Glory hole.
Right, what about Patriots fans? What about Denver fans? The one Super Bowl that they won.
Yeah, what benefit does it have for them to bring up a Super Bowl?
What I'm saying is, though, it's a badge of honor. I don't care when it happened. Green Bay fans still bring up the last Super Bowl that they won.
But it's about the timing of it, because we can always look back on that team as fans and celebrate that team in particular. This is not that team. Like, I think that's sort of, we're trying to break out of the shackles of, like, of the 2024 Eagle, not, I guess shackles is a bad term because that makes it sound like it's a negative thing.
Right.
Like, but like, we are moving on. This is a new team. You're setting yourself up to get hurt.
I know. Well, yesterday we had the discussion about the passing game, right? The 2025 Eagles passing game and getting better or being similar to what it was last year. And people just kept saying, well, Jalen Hurts won the Super Bowl. What does it have to do with the passing game this year? It has nothing to do with the passing game this year. That was last year. Are you ready to drop it? Are you ready to move on? I am. Kyle is. The Eagles obviously are. Hugh Douglas holding for dear life here.
One more thing. If this defense, God forbid, this defense sucks this year, are we going to just sit back and go, well, number one defense last year, they won the Super Bowl?
Well, that's why.
Did you see them sack Patrick Mahomes six times in the Super Bowl?
That's what you're kind of saying to us.
No, that's not. I'm saying is that this is a week-to-week proposition.
Yes. Right? Well, see, now we're getting it.
It is. And the unfortunate thing, like, this is a conversation that we could probably have a couple weeks from now, and it'll be more valid.
So, okay.
It's not as valid now because we're only 1 week in and we won.
Right, but okay, when I say to you, I'm concerned about the defense, what's the first thing you think?
The first thing that comes to mind is I agree with you because we have a corner that is somewhat suspect, but I'll also say this, Joe. We don't know what this defense actually looks like because Jalen Carter didn't play last week.
Totally fair.
You know what I mean? So I think that it's a work in progress. Just the same thing when you talk about a quarterback. Now, did he play phenomenal? No, he didn't. Did he play good enough to win? Yes, he did. Do I expect him to grow from this experience? Yes, I do.
I actually think this is growth from you, because I was wondering if you were going to say, when I brought up the concern about the defense, well, last year they struggled in September.
I would never do that, because
Well, then I think maybe you're more on board than you think you are.
Well, it's this, Joe. Going into every game, especially the first one, in my mind, I already know it's going to be sloppy. I already know there are going to be mistakes made. Now, I don't know how it's going to play out. You know, I didn't know Jalen Carter was going to get suspended. But I knew that there was a chance that the game was going to be sloppy, because you're talking about timing from the offense.
Right.
And the Dallas Cowboys tried to take advantage of that. They tried to take advantage of the fact that they knew Jalen Carter was a hothead to get him off the field. Unfortunately for Jalen,
it worked.
He played right into it.
Yep.
They kicked him off the field. And that's where the Cowboys tried to capitalize on that. That's why they were so aggressive coming down the field. I can almost guarantee you that their game plan was not to be as aggressive in the first half as they were. But when you got the best player going out, that changes everything. They're taking shots.
Yeah, well,
and that's what they did.
Yeah, they're moving the ball right down the field. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go to the phone lines today to get everyone's take on this, and are you ready to do it? Are you ready to move on? And should we stop bringing up the Super Bowl when it pertains to this year's Eagles team? I think it's time. The Eagles have tried to tell us this all summer. I'm on board now. Hugh Douglas is not. Now, back with before Philly season started, we had a pledge here on the show, and the pledge was to not just say, wake me up in October, but to really kind of work through, enjoy, be frustrated, whatever the day-to-day results are with the 2025 Phillies. And I think, for the most part, I've done that. Kyle's done that. Our listeners on the Midday Show have done that. We've reacted to the 2025 Phillies as they are, and not as, hey, wake me up in October. Now, certain people claim they took the pledge, but we know the truth on that. Well, I have a new pledge. I have a new pledge for you and for everyone else, Hugh. I will go first. I'm going to take the pledge. The Eagles pledge for 2025. And it is time to let last year go and to focus on the 2025 Eagles. Hugh, I'm going to read the pledge, and then I will ask you if you would like to participate, even though I already feel like I know what you're going to say. I pledge to leave last season's Super Bowl in the past. I won't carry old glory into new battles. I will stand with the 2025 Eagles, focused on what's ahead, not what's behind. I'll bring my energy, my passion, and my voice for every snap, every drive, every game. I believe in this team, this city, and this season. Fly, Eagles, fly, today, tomorrow, and all the way to the next championship. Hugh Douglas, are you willing to take the pledge?
What was that first part?
I pledge. You heard it.
You listening to us?
Yeah. I'll say it again. It's all right. No big deal.
Listen, I need clarity.
We're trying to do a show here.
It's just a live show. No big deal.
I'm just saying, I need clarity.
Quote, I pledge to leave last season's Super Bowl in the past. Mm.
So that means, like, when I hear that, that means I can't wear any like, Super Bowl paraphernalia?
That's not what we're saying at all.
We're talking about the context
of talking about
this team.
In conversation, yeah, like, on this show.
Ready? Okay, let me bring it up. Let's say there's a game.
I need details. I
need you
to
getting lost in translation?
It's very easy. Ready?
Stop leaning on it
Jalen
as a crutch.
Jalen Hurts struggles in a game this year. And then someone says, Joe, he's a Super Bowl MVP. No. That's out now. We're talking about the 2025 Eagles.
I will say this before I answer that question. I've never used that in any conversation that I've had.
Stop.
So I'm okay with that.
Stop.
I haven't brought that up. Man brought that up. I'm okay with that. I'll take that.
You're taking it?
You're taking
I'll
the pledge?
Wow.
Yeah, no one believes it, but you can take it.
I will not, any conversations that we have, I will not bring up the specific Super Bowl.
It's just about the yeah, but they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right.
No,
like, that's
over with. I won't do that, okay. But I will bring up the resume.
Wait, but that's the Super Bowl's part of the resume.
No, I'm just saying. I didn't say the Super Bowl. I said the resume.
Yeah, but you're implying the Super Bowl.
No, I'm not.
You're being difficult.
I'm not being difficult.
He's being difficult.
I mean, I'm okay. Is body of work fair? Because that's when we talk about quarterbacks, we do talk about body of work, right? We talk about pitchers, we talk about body of work.
His career, I think, and consistency is fair.
Okay.
But
thank
not
you.
Specifically
I can bring
last
up consistency.
All right.
Okay.
It's just about the, like, they're going to be fine
because they won the Super Bowl.
I don't
these are different things.
But see, I don't lean on, that's not the crutch that I tend to use. Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, we know. All right, Kyle, are you taking the pledge?
Of course I'm taking the pledge. This is so obvious.
This is so easy, too. All right, everyone, 215-592-9494. Are you willing to take the pledge? And it's time to move on and focus just on the 2025 Eagles. All right, now to the phones. But first, So sometimes we have these prizes to give away, and we do it in different ways. Sometimes use clues, sometimes a different way. Today, I want every caller involved in this because the prize is awesome. So I want to make sure I tell everyone about this before we start with any callers today. Here we know Mike Tyson's back, right? The return of Mike coming to the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Atlantic City, on January 23rd, 2026. And we have tickets here. We have a pair to give away every day this week. And then of our five winners, Monday's winner, Tuesday, today, Wednesday, obviously, all the way through the end of the week, one of those winners will also win an overnight stay at the Hard Rock the night of the show. Tickets go on sale Friday, 10 a.m., Ticketmaster.com. We have a pair to give away today. So, look, it's Iron Mike. It's Mike Tyson, right? In his heyday, and probably still does, the best punch out there. So when you call in today, today's a simple one. Who would you like to see get punched by Mike Tyson? That's it. The best answer we get today to who'd you like to see get punched by, take a punch by Mike Tyson, wins a pair of tickets to the Tyson Show coming up in January. Let's go to the phone lines. Is it time to move on? And are you taking the pledge? Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Take the Pledge Day, man.
It is Take the Pledge Day. At least for, I think, most of us. Some of us, I'm not sure if he took it seriously or not. You know how this works.
Let's get into this because Rob Lincoln, can you please stop Dallas Douglas from taking the airwaves in Philadelphia? Like, it's awful.
Yeah.
Like, happened?
It's almost like a curse word, what I'm hearing. Dallas Douglas over here.
No, that's not it. I'm just being practical. Y'all just being, you know, stubborn. Yeah, I think I am. I think I'm being practical.
Joe, I'm raising my right hand, and I do solemnly swear to take the pledge. It's my fantasy team name. That's how committed I am to this pledge. And any real fan would be fully committed to this. Hugh?
Yes.
I don't understand why you're so afraid of taking the pledge. You're trying to dance around it and manipulate it. Like, be a team player, Hugh.
I am being a team player,
nah.
Bro. But Joe, I feel like Joe and Kyle are trying to paint the fans into a box. That's what I feel.
No,
like.
We're trying to move on to this season and stop living in the past. We have a Super Bowl rematch on Sunday, right? We got to do it now, Hugh, before we go into that game Sunday.
Hugh, don't be selfish. And listen, I need you to stop trashing Coach Sirianni and saying he's dumb and he doesn't know what he's doing.
Say that.
That's
well, you call
exactly
him a bubblehead all the time.
Well, he's a bubblehead Super Bowl champion. What do you want from
that,
him?
But when he's moving on and he's saying we're not paying attention to anything in the rear view mirror and it's all about the here and now and today and you're trying to pull up resumes and everything, I hear you saying Coach Nick doesn't know what the hell he's talking
resumes.
About, so I'm not going to follow him. That's
don't,
what I heard.
Don't we go by Joe, resumes every day thing? In our daily lives? Isn't that how we move ahead
no,
in life?
Rent is due every day, a certain quarterback told me.
I pay rent every day.
But Joe and Kyle, can we really be surprised by this behavior?
No.
Because, you know, your loyalty was on full display last year when you trashed the Eagles and went down to the Carolina media. So, you know what? I come on, Hugh. I need you to be the better Douglas and support the team. And more importantly, support us.
I do support you. I love you guys.
Hugh, I'm asking you to support the fans. Like,
I
be
do,
with
I
us.
Am.
No, you're not. You're leading people down a dark path is
no,
what you
I'm
do.
Not.
You are.
I am telling people to live their truth.
No, but that's the problem.
That's the problem.
Yes.
Living your truth.
We got to live in reality, not your own truth.
What's
all
the
right.
reality?
Chris, give us someone you'd like to see take a punch from Mike Tyson.
Hugh, I'm tempted to say you, but I really am.
Mike Tyson don't want this smoke.
But,
I say that while he's not on the phone.
Yeah,
he's
I mean, come
not
on.
Around
yeah.
here.
Take a deep breath.
But out of respect for you, I'm going to throw the punch at the most hated caller on WIP, and that's Charger Aaron.
All right, Chris. Appreciate the phone call. So the first answer, who would you like to take a punch from Mike Tyson, is Aaron from San Diego.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I expect my name to get brought up, you know, maybe to camera spikes. Yeah, I mean, I'm just expecting
not me,
that.
Though.
Yeah, we'll see how much you yell at someone on the phone today. But Chris is right about you.
What do you mean?
Well, you are leading people down a dark path. You're leading people down a path to where they're going to get hurt.
What do you mean?
Well, if we constantly reference that they won the Super Bowl last year, it's not helping this the discourse for this season.
Listen, let me tell you what I try to do every day on this show.
Mm.
I try to protect you people, and you guys here.
Not a shot.
From pain every day. But y'all don't want to listen to me.
Resonance.
Because that's what we do. As fans, we're fanatics. And when you have somebody like me, that's the voice of reason trying to tell y'all something. Y'all call me mean name, mean and hurtful name.
I didn't call you mean name today.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
It's only 10:30.
But you tell me I'm delusional. Isn't this, tell me why.
Isn't this contradictory, though? Like, fans, fanatics can use emotion too much. And the Super Bowl win is part of the emotional aspect of it. Like, if we want to look at this a little more logically, like you're asking people to do, then we should move on.
No, I ask people to look at it logically every day, but they don't. And I'm okay with that. That's why I say live your truth. Live your truth. But I'm going to still be that teacher that I need to be. I'm going to still let that third eye shine when I have to. Why are you laughing at me, Joe? I'm dead ass serious. I'm serious.
That's why it's funny.
No, because you always have to have that. Third eye blind, too? Third eye blind, that's a good one. But you always have to have that drunk uncle at the barbecue that's going to tell your girlfriend ain't that cute.
Yeah, but he's drunk.
Me. But that's me.
No, but you know what you're doing?
The drunk uncle is an idiot.
Yeah, well,
he
actually,
speaks the truth, though.
You flipping it around. Huh. What if the girlfriend is not that cute anymore? What if she's changed? Like, we have to be able to view it through the prism of 2025 when we talk about this team. And what you're saying is, yeah, your girlfriend used to be really cute. What if she's not anymore?
Well, we need to tell the truth.
I don't know how she dresses. It's your analogy. I'm just playing along.
Just saying, if she dresses nice, that could cover up, you know, if she wears some nice clothes.
Yeah, I get that.
Cover up for that non-cuteness.
So that's what you're saying, that the 2025 Eagles might be covering up for some issues, and we're pretending they're not there.
No, I don't think that's the case. Mm. I think that this is a work in progress. And I think, and it's always been my mindset, that it's not how you start, it's how you finish. I mean, and that's kind of where I'm at with this. And it's like building a house. I'm about to hit you with all the cliches this morning.
Oh, jeez.
Because it's the
truth. I'm already annoyed.
It's the truth. Jalen's building a structure. And you want to come out, the first thing you always want to do is get the win. Got that. You know, you look at the stat line, probably wasn't what you wanted, but you got the win. And you build on that every week. And this week, I expect it to be better than it was the week before.
You done with the cliches?
I'm done.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
I'm proud of myself.
Yeah, I know you're proud of yourself. I mean, I just like the Phillies thing, though, I don't really believe you when you say you took the pledge.
I did.
Nah, it's...
I love the Phillies. How about that Schwarble? We got to pay him.
Well, of course we got to pay him. 50 home runs. We love that guy. All right, it's like the Spike in Bristol. Hey, Spike.
Hi. So I just want to say this real fast. Mm-hmm. I'm on Hugh's side today. Hugh, remember this. This is a day Spike was on your side.
I remember.
But anybody who says anything about this Sunday being a rematch or a matchup or any of that stuff is a total hypocrite if they take this pledge. Total hypocrite. Okay, because that is doing exactly what you're all saying you're doing. That's number one. And number two, I want to see my husband, my second to the youngest son, William, and my youngest son, Harrison, get punched in the face by Mike Tyson because my youngest son disrespects me constantly and has disrespected me this morning by calling me by my first name.
Wow.
Okay. So, anyway, Spike's a little PO'd today.
I love it. Wow. I mean, I don't love that you're upset, but I love that you're bringing the pasture to the air.
Spike's entry.
That's awesome.
And by the way, I said to Kyle when he was interviewing me to get on the air that we should take a sock, put it in Joe's mouth, and put duct tape over it. Amen.
Yeah, well, Spike, if there was a vote from the audience on that, I think you'd have overwhelming support to do that to me most days. Spike, we appreciate your phone call.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're right. I mean, most people would want that. I don't think we can do that. And if we do it, I'll remember to say that was your idea. Spike, good phone call. Sorry to hear you're so annoyed at your family, but that's a good answer.
Yeah, family members.
Family members so to get punched by Mike Tyson. Listen, let it all out. 215-592-9494.
I think one of us is going to get punched by the end of the day.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to want.
Well, the fun part, if someone says you, it's not like they're punching you.
No,
they're letting Mike Tyson punch you.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, people would just want to punch me, but like they can get Mike Tyson to do it? Sure.
Yeah, one of us is going to catch a strike.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're the one that's you're refusing to move on. Like the Eagles are saying move on, and you're stuck in the past.
I always move on.
Mm.
I do.
You don't. You
do.
You bring up resumes and credentials.
I mean, because they matter. You know when you hear somebody say, check my track record?
Yeah.
Do they
really matter?
But does it matter Sunday?
No.
Does it matter this Sunday?
No.
Oh, no, you put that resume on the line every Sunday. Now, he has to. No.
So you're with us.
Take the pledge.
No, what you're saying is this.
I'm going to repeat it.
You want me to stop talking about the Super Bowl, right?
I want you to stop talking about in reference to this team. They're not Super Bowl champions anymore. That was then. They are now 1-0 and like a bunch of other 1-0 teams. 1-1.
This is why
I ask
questions, because a lot of times when people talk about Jalen, they bring up the fact that he did win it, right? So I'm thinking when you present it to me like that, I'm thinking you're saying don't bring it up in just casual conversation when if we're having a discussion and we say, but he won the Super Bowl. That's what we're talking about?
Well, it could be for anything as it pertains to this team. Like if they start off 2-2, you know what we're gonna hear.
Okay.
Last year's team started off 2-2, guys, they're gonna be fine. Well, that may be true, but it also might not.
Okay, I get what you're saying. I agree with that.
Okay.
I'm not gonna do that. Mm-hmm. I don't do that because every year stands on its own.
I was referencing you when I said someone told me that.
No, I'm just saying every year stands on its own, but I still can't take away what he has accomplished.
I pledge to leave last season's Super Bowl in the past.
But for us, in the sake of our conversations, I can do that. But when you talk about telling the fans to do that, I don't think that's fair to the fans.
Well, no, sure it is, because we're living this season.
No, it's not.
We're living this season. Let's see people say. 215-592-9494. It's time we push the Super Bowl aside for this season. In the context of talking about the 2025 Eagles, is it time to stop saying, hey, they won the Super Bowl? The Eagles say it is. I'm with them. We'll talk about it. The pledge. Are you willing to take it with me, with Kyle? Hughes says he took it. I don't know. Who do you want to see take a punch by Mike Tyson for tickets to his show? And we got to get to a big milestone for Kyle Schwarber last night and another big win for the Phils. That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, everybody knows my favorite whiskey is Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. And my folks at Jack Daniel's are coming up with a new flavor. It's called Jack Daniel's Blackberry. I've had this. It's really, really good. I've had it in a locker room punch, and y'all know I really don't drink mixed drinks, but it was really good in a locker room punch. It's smooth, sweet taste, perfect to enjoy with your friends. It's bold, vibrant, with an aroma of creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a small hint of honey. It's going to be my favorite new tailgate drink, y'all. Jack Daniel's Blackberry, coming soon to your local fine wine and good spirits. Celebrate responsibly.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Get yourself a good one here, Kyle. I got a feeling he's going to try to throw that cutter again.
Michael waits on deck. Greg Farnese's locked in. 3-1. Fly ball, center field. It's hit deep. Out toward Monty's angle. It is number 50! Kyle Schwarber has just hit his 50th home run of the season. He's the second Philly to do it. And they now lead it 7-1.
Number 50 for Kyle Schwarber last night. How about Kruk calling it? He kind of felt that moment coming. Kyle Schwarber took advantage of it. Phillies beat the Mets again last night. Now up 9 in the division. 9 is the magic number to clinch this thing. But Hugh, Kyle Schwarber, man, 50 home runs. It took him a little bit because he had that big 4 home run game a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I thought
that he was slumping a little bit. Yeah, a little bit of a slump.
I felt like sometimes when players get to these milestones in baseball or close to it, it's almost like they get in their head to get it. And I thought the last week or so he was kind of trying for the 50th home
run.
Pressing. But he got it last night with a bomb. Let's listen to Topper after the game. Give him a little shout-out salute to Kyle Schwarber in the clubhouse.
Everybody good? First of all, I want to acknowledge Stoddy, 500 base hits in the big leagues. Second of all, Schwarb, you've had an unbelievable year. We're not done yet. 50 homers in a season. You're the 34th person to hit 50 in the history of the game. Mm. Congratulations. You've had a hell of a year. You're a gift.
A gift. Well, he's been one this year. He's been one in his Phillies career. I saw this stat last night. First 4 years with a team in the history of baseball, most home runs. Mark McGwire, 191 when he was on the Cardinals. Obviously, that was when he broke the home run record.
I thought you might say something else.
What, Mark McGwire?
When you said he was on, I thought he was about to say
something. No, he's on the Cardinals, and he was on all sorts of stuff, but he's on the Cardinals.
No, but that's what
we know. Mark McGwire, 191 home runs on the Cardinals' first 4 years there. Babe Ruth, 189 home runs first 4 years with the New York Yankees. And Kyle Schwarber, 181 home runs his first 4 years, which obviously aren't even done yet, right? He's got a few more weeks to go in year number four. 181 home runs in 4 years with the Philadelphia Phillies. That is a remarkable list to be on. McGwire, Ruth, Schwarber.
No, it is. I was thinking about that. And to do it in the fashion in which you did it, in a contract year, I mean, you're putting pressure on the squad. You're putting pressure on the team, and you know that there's going to be a bidding war for him. No question about that. There's going to be a bidding war for him, and it's you got to make it happen.
Well, they do. And look, looking forward, they got to bring him back. But looking back, it's really one of the great signings in Philadelphia sports history. I mean, we talk about things like Saquon. I mean, a lot of the Eagles ones get brought up over the years. The Bryce Harper signing obviously has worked out. The Zach Wheeler signing. The Kyle Schwarber signing, 4 years, a little less than $80 million, and he delivered 181 home runs, including a 50 home run season. What a remarkable year. And now we start the countdown officially to clinch the NL East. The magic number is 9. If they win the next two, this thing will be cut to, what, 5 when the Mets leave here? I mean, we're getting close to clinch time in the NL East. Another nice win last night. And how about Ranger Suarez quickly? 12 Ks last night? Ranger has been incredible since Zach Wheeler went down. 215-592-9494. All right, the aforementioned Aaron in San Diego up on WIP.
I think Kyle did something with it.
What do you mean? We got Aaron now. He's here to go. Go ahead, Aaron.
Good morning, Sinizio.
Was he waiting?
I don't know.
We tried.
We tried,
Aaron. It's okay. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, so a little bit disrespectful yesterday. You know, I came on, I tried to pour my heart and soul into singing a certain somebody a happy birthday song, and all they can do is mute me. I don't understand it. You know, there are some listeners out there that are probably not having the greatest day. Mm. I get on there trying to sing happy birthday.
And then you make it worse.
People can listen to me and say, oh my gosh, at least my day's not that bad, or I sound like that when I sing happy birthday. So.
Oh my gosh, it's awful.
Well, we have a responsibility to the audience, the larger audience. So, I mean, Kyle used his discretion yesterday, and, you know, he kind of muted you. And as far as putting you on hold, Aaron, you know, sometimes business, I got to tend to business here. And we had to uncover which Philly farted in the clubhouse, and it was important to get that information.
Fartgate was pretty important.
I mean, he was accusing our coworker of doing it. It was a whole scene.
Just like Hugh Douglas at the fantasy draft, you guys big-timed me yesterday, and I understand. It's a business, and you got to do what you got to do.
All right, are you taking the pledge or not? Are you ready to move on?
Enough.
Are you taking the pledge?
Here's where I'm ready. Let's jump right to the Mike Tyson thing. The one person that I would love to see take a punch from Mike Tyson is one Kyle Quinn.
No, I figured
Mike
that was coming.
Could actually put a hole in him. I mean, he'd probably punch right through him.
No, I think he would kill him. I think he would
not write that down.
Yeah.
He'd probably bounce off of you, though.
So as far as Joe Giglio and Kyle Quinn today, you guys can kiss my grits. I am going to pledge something, but it's going to be an Aaron in San Diego pledge. I pledge to call each and every week to remind you two that we are the reigning Super Bowl champions. And we will be the reigning Super Bowl champions until February. So if Jalen Hurts fumbles the ball, guess what? We're Super Bowl champs. If Jalen Hurts throws an interception, guess what? We're Super Bowl champs. If the Kansas City Chiefs put up 35 on us, guess what? We're Super Bowl champs. We are Super Bowl champs, and we have waited long enough to enjoy every single second of being Super Bowl champions until February. So you guys can sit there and say, we gotta do this, and we don't have to do nothing.
It's pathetic.
Because that is our crutch that we get to use all year. The birds are going to repeat. Let's go. I know it's only for Friday, but I'm doing it today. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right, Aaron. That's Phenetics. Enough. All right, that was the pathetic. I need to counter something Aaron said there. But I didn't want to do it when I'm still on the phone, because then it's just the whole thing. Haven't we moved past that behavior? That sounded to me like the way people talked in 2018, right? The Eagles waited 52 years to win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole year, it felt like an entire celebration because it was generations of people that never saw one celebrating it and saying, finally getting to say, the Eagles are champions.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't the Eagles graduated from mm-hmm. we have to powder? Well, they have. The mm-hmm. I think they have, because the Eagles are now not a team that won a Super Bowl. They are one of the best franchises in pro sports. They're mm-hmm. a favorite to win again. This whole thing, like, let's just bask in the glow of last year. We're
still
better than
little brother energy.
Yeah, we're better than that now.
See, this is, I think, where you guys are missing the mark, because you're asking people to be logical about something that has been illogical for decades.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
But why? We're smart.
But no, we're not.
Well, it's called I think the audience
fanatic,
is very smart.
It's called fanatics for a reason.
Yeah.
And how many times have we sat on this phone, or we sat in these chairs, Joe, and I get a kick out of it because I love it. Because, mm-hmm. you know, you sit here and you try to analyze certain things and tell people stuff from a perspective that you know about intimately. And then somebody say, well, it doesn't matter because they're the Eagles and they won the Super Bowl. It's the greatest ignorance on the planet, being a sports fan. And that's what we do. So now all of a sudden, because we can't quantify what Jalen is, because that at the root of this conversation, that's what it's about.
Well, it's part of it. It's not all of it.
Well, you did use the word ignorance.
Yeah. Well, no.
Also, it's kind of what it is. Just for everyone out there now, if you're not taking the pledge, you're on Aaron's side. Just to everyone, I want to really think about that. You're on Aaron in San Diego's side.
But see,
that's where you are. That's where you are.
That's what I'm talking about. Just that right there. We can't quantify what Jalen is.
He's a good quarterback, Hugh. I mean, come on. Like, let's not pretend he's a magician. I mean, like, come on.
And he wins football games.
Yes, he's a good quarterback.
In a sport where it's hard to win championships, right? And the individuals that we talk about that are better than him haven't gone as far as him.
Right, but they're still better.
No, okay, that's fine.
I'm just
they're not. They haven't accomplished what he's accomplished.
So you're doing the resume thing again.
No, Joe,
you fell right back into it.
Okay, it's like this. Okay. I'm going to try to say it in a way that you understand, but I know y'all not. But we're going to try anyway.
Excuse me?
I know you're not going to understand it, but I'm going to try to explain it anyway. Now, the biggest argument that we have, and the one that we had that triggered Spike Eskin yesterday.
So you didn't name names at the beginning. And
I'm being petty. Now I'm being petty. I'm in my petty bag.
All right, you know what? Save this, because we got Elliot coming up.
Oh, yeah, we got to go to break.
Everyone's phone calls.
But Spike was being petty.
Well, it was Alan and it hurts. It broke out into the studio after the show. All right, we'll get Hugh will tell a story coming up. Elliot's coming up. We got to get to the Jalen Carter resolution, which is no suspension, but a $57,000 fine. By the way, Frugal Douglas over here was 40,
10 grand was fine.
$47,000 off. You were way off. All right. Elliot's taking all of it next. More of your phone calls. Is it time to take the pledge? You should. And are you ready to move on and talk about the 2025 Eagles and stop saying they just won the Super Bowl? I am. Kyle is. Most of us are. Are you with Aaron or are you with us? Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet. Bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's finally here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.